Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Carl Swanson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flagstead, who is chasing the ball. Shires reaches third base with a triple. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shires scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Metzler moves to second. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Metzler moves to third. Kaum moves to second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Swanson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber bunts towards first. Toth scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. Kraus moves to second. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Shires hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kraus scores. Shires moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, in back of third. Rogel settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstedt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Faber, and towards Redfern, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Swanson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Falk reaches second base with a double. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaum takes first base on ball 4. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to third. Kaum moves to second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Falk scores. Kaum moves to third. Swanson moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kraus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaum scores. There goes Swanson trying to get to home. Rothrock throws the ball into Hoffman who tags Swanson who's trying to score from second, for the out. Redfern moves to third. Kraus moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 0 in the game. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruffing moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruffing scores. Rothrock scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogle moves to second. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstead hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler, who is chasing the ball. Flagstead reaches third base with a triple. Rogle scores. Reagan goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ruffing hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kraus hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-3 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shires. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Reagan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Swanson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Metzler tags and scores. One out. It's 5-4, White Sox. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Swanson strikes out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Tate pinch hits for Fred Hoffman. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ruffing hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Metzler. Ruffing reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ruffing moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to home to get Ruffing. Rothrock moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Krause strikes out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 2 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Faber for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 4 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Flagstead hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 3 in the game. Tote hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shires moves to third. Falk moves to second. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shires tags and scores. Falk tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-4, White Sox. Carl Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-2 in the game. With two walks. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.